something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music.
If I hear that music, well, it just makes me want to move my feet and just get up and go to it.
Something sort of unusual in the way of hillbilly music. Better than any pot smoking you ever done, or any beer drinking, or liquor. It's just a feeling that you got that nothing can hurt you, and you ain't scared of nothing.
We believe that he can interpret these old mountain ballads and songs and banjo tunes for you better than anybody.
Check. Hey, that'll do. What's going on? It's me, Dave Stone. Welcome to yet another episode of The Gravy Boat, Volume 5. Appreciate you checking out my dumb little alt-country radio program. If you've listened to the previous four episodes, I certainly thank you for coming back. Possibly the only podcast on the internet broadcasting live from the comfy confines of a 2006 Toyota minivan. A Sienna, to be exact. Whatever, I don't care. Whatever it takes to bring good tunes to the masses. That's what I'm here for. Got a good show lined up for you today in honor of last week's International Women's Day. All ladies on today's gravy boat. A full cast of females lined up for you. Lucinda Williams, Loretta Lynn, some Gillian Welch, several others. Yeah, it shouldn't have to be a theme, but, you know, like a lot of forms of entertainment and just industries in general, alt-country, kind of a male-dominated thing, but that doesn't mean there's a shortage of badass ladies out there making a joyful noise. And God bless them, what's cooler than a talented lady making music? So, yeah, that's what we'll do today. We'll celebrate the women of alt-country. Started off right with a lady who's got more balls than almost every dude in Nashville. Lydia Lovelace from Indestructible Machine. It's Do Right on the Gravy Boat.
Too, and I grew up Here's to the ladies, the fair and the weak. Fair they are, we'll all admit. But who dares call them weak? Our modern girls play as hard and with as much vitality and stamina as any man.
Y'all keep it between the ditches. It's the Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
Of the Gravy Boat, a song called Wildness off 1998's Smelling Salts album. If you don't know Trailer Bride, look into them. Put out, I don't know, four or five albums in the 90s, all the way up, I think they started about 93, 94, and ran till about 03 or 04. Great band out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They're no longer. Singer there, Melissa Swingle, went on to form a really cool two-piece guitar and drums duo called the Moaners. Kind of a Black Keys, White Stripes vibe there. But a big fan of Trailer Bride. That high lonesome sound, man, that voice really works. I dig it. Speaking of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, if you're ever there, it's a cool town. It's at the home of University of North Carolina. Check out, what's the name of that place? Time Out Diner. 24-hour diner that sells badass chicken and biscuits. Their specialty is like a fried chicken biscuit with a big old slab of cheddar cheese on it. 24-hour diner. You can also get, like, barbecue, fried okra. Ah, the concept of getting a fried chicken biscuit and a side of fried okra at 3 in the morning. I live in Los Angeles. There's none of that here. Second largest city in the country. You can't get something like that. You can't get that during lunchtime, much less in the middle of the night. So, all right, I'll stop rambling about food. Hey, check me out on Twitter, Gravy Boat Radio. If you want to hear something on the old Twitter, you want to request something, Gravy Boat Radio. On Twitter. Let's keep it going with Gillian Welch. Wayside Back in Time. It's on the Gravy Boat.
Standing on the corner with a nickel or a dime, there used to be a rail car to take you down the line. Too much beer and whiskey to ever be employed. Too much. blues, Nashville blues. So come all you good time rounders, listening to my sound, and drink around in Nashville before they tear it down. Back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine. Back, baby, back in time. I wanna go back when you were mine. Hard weather, driving slow.
Whatever the hell she wanted, and shocked, and did everything that was against every expectation of the good girl that you could ever imagine.
Everything that she was doing was a response to when people would say, oh, good girls don't do that kind of thing. Well, she was doing it. She was doing it to the 10th degree.
It all alone and cry while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of water, a cat in a tree. You don't even wanna talk to me while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. I got a candle that burns so bright in my window every night while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. You don't like to see me standing around. Feel like I've been shot and fall down while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't play me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. Just ain't right while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. Around every corner, something I see brings me right back how I used to be. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. It's over. I know it, but I can't let go. It's over. I know it, but I can't let go. It's over.
Linda Williams, can't let go on the gravy boat. Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta wait for this. There it is. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, there we go. Whew, that was close. What? I don't know. Yeah, that was from Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Maybe one of the best all-country albums of the 90s, Lucinda Williams there. Before that, Gillian Welch, Wayside Back in Time. Gillian Welch in one of my favorite movies. Got a real small part. Got one line in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? When the Soggy Bottom Boys are starting to blow up and they don't even realize it. The album's flying off the shelves. She's the customer in the general store who asks, "Do you have the Soggy Bottom Boys singing Man of Constant Sorrow?" Oh, I love that movie. She's also all over the soundtrack. Ain't this place a geographical oddity? All right, it's the Gravy Boat. Dave Stone here. We're celebrating the women of alt country today, shining a spotlight on some badass gals. Is gals a derogatory term? When I use the word gal in front of my mom, she's like, "They're not gals, they're women." I don't mean that in a condescending manner. Gals! Anyway, keep it going. Out of Nashville, Tennessee, Those Darlings, song called Mama's Heart on the Gravy Boat.
They came in their thousands, children, men and women, lots of women.
This march was conceived as a celebration of women and of one woman in particular. But after the surprising American election, it quickly became a protest, and a protest against one man in particular.
There were huge crowds in other American cities too, in liberal bastions like Los Angeles and in Chicago, where the turnout was so big they had to change the route. In solidarity, they protested around the world. In London, a march that began on the doorstep of the American embassy was joined by 100,000 people, from the famous to the frail. They marched also in Paris today, and in Sydney, and in Nairobi. In Washington, the protests surpassed President Trump's inauguration crowd, a slap in the face to a man who cares about size.
There's a bird making coffee in the kitchen.
And there's a rifle out back smoking cigarettes. And he don't ever really feel like talking. It don't matter what she says. And the bird is always dreaming out the window, looking at that big wide open sky. And the rifle, he used to be a dreamer, but he wasn't meant to fly. There's something down on the ground, won't let her out, it holds her in. And he's afraid if she flies, she'll never come home again. Something about the bird in her, spreading those wings, always brings a rifle out in him.
Pretty one right there. Lori McKenna on the Gravy Boat. It's a title track from last year's album, The Bird and the Rifle. Before that, Those Darlings with Mama's Heart. Thanks for hanging out with me. My name is Dave Stone. I am your host for the Gravy Boat, alt country radio program. Today we're celebrating the women of alt country. All ladies today. No dudes. You'd like to think in 2017 ladies are getting the respect they deserve, but of course, as our current social climate will tell you, that is not always the case. I saw it firsthand the other day in Los Angeles. Some guy catcalling a lady. For God's sake, fellas, do not catcall ladies. Didn't know this lady. Just hollered, "Hey, lady, body parts. We've never met, but I'm going to yell at you." Good Lord. If you absolutely must yell something just to get that out of your system, do what I do. Occasionally, if I see a beautiful lady and my window's down, I'm not at her, but in her general vicinity, I'll just look at her and go, "Yay!" That's fun to do. Scratches that itch. She's confused but not threatened. Everybody wins. I mean, she'll think you're a moron, but what are you going to do? Loretta Lynn coming up. We'll do some Rosie Flores, try to get some first aid kit before I get out of here. Right now, Margo Price from Midwest Farmer's Daughter. It's Tennessee Song on the Gravy Boat.
Country had met West Coast Cool and formed an unlikely alliance.
Emmy and Linda were both really shy and introverted girls. Not Dolly. I mean, she was like shot out of a cannon. Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou for Dolly were street cred. Really intense street cred.
For Linda and Emmy Lou, it was honoring the authenticity of the music of Dolly Parton. Look, this is a brilliant artist, you know. And I think the rest of the world has come around to that point of view. I think Emmy and Linda just saw it before the rest of the world did.
I don't know if it gets much better than that. Trio. Emmy Lou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. How do you fit that much talent onto one stage? Three superstars in their own right. They collaborated to put out that album back in 87. 12 years later, they put out another one, Trio 2. So pick those up if you don't already have them. Literally, in terms of female country vocals, any one of those ladies would be at the top of anybody's list. But together, ugh, good Lord. Celebrating the women of alt country here on the Gravy Boat. And since I'm a comedian, I feel obligated to talk about some female comedians as well, not just musicians today. If you don't already know, these are some women you need to check out if you're into comedy. Maria Bamford, of course, Tig Notaro, Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin, Lisa Best, Aparna Nancherla, Andy Smith, Carmen Lynch, Deborah DiGiovanni, Brandy Posey, Shalewa Sharp. Those are just a few of the amazingly talented and funny females that have put out albums recently. So if you're a fan of good comedy, definitely check out those. I'm sick of hearing, oh, women ain't funny. I guarantee you, any of these women, all of these women, are funnier than you. Any jackass that would say that needs to school themselves on good comedy. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. We'll keep it going. Brand new music from Peggy Young and the Survivors. New album is Raw. Doing a Loretta Lynn cover here. These boots were made for walking. It's on the Gravy Boat. Enjoy.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess, you've been messing where you shouldn't have been messing, and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. You keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saving when you ought to be changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. All these boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Socioeconomic status in life. She was poor but proud. She was a woman but proud. And that comes through in song after song after song after song. And women loved her for it. And she, more than anyone, proved women do buy other women. Who do you think bought Loretta Lynn? Men? I don't think so.
Every song that I wrote told a story of what I was going through. And I knew other people were going through it because I was working clubs. And I'd see women come in, sit down crying, and I'd go talk to them. And they'd tell me what they was going through. Well, I've been through the same thing. So I just wrote it for us women.
Roll it in flour and drop it in the fryer. It's the Gravy Boat with Dave Stone.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the ball or me behind. And don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. Kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a-drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine.
Loretta Lynn on the Gravy Boat. Don't come home drinking with loving on your mind. She tells you exactly what she's thinking. Very few metaphors with Loretta. Fist City, it's a song about, hey, if you don't leave my man alone, I'm going to punch you in the face. These boots are made for walking, speaking of which. Before Loretta Lynn, Peggy Young and the Survivors covering Loretta off their new album, Raw. That's my good buddy Shauna Tucker laying down that funky bass line on that one. Check out that album. A lot of good stuff on there. Peggy Young, of course, ex-wife of Neil Young, recently divorced. They were together 30-something years, just had a divorce. Apparently, as most divorces go, kind of tumultuous. She wrote a whole album about the hardships of that divorce. But anyway, pick up that album. Very good stuff on that. It's Dave hanging out with you on the Gravy Boat. Speaking of Loretta Lynn, she was punk rock before punk rock. What a badass lady. The beginning of her career, her first ever single, to get radio stations to play it, she and her husband traveled all over the country in their old car, eating nothing but bologna sandwiches because they had no money. Visited dozens and dozens of radio stations just to try to promote that album and get her career off the ground. You could say it worked. Celebrating the ladies of alt country, music from Jessica Lee Mayfield from 2009's With Blasphemy So Heartfelt. Song called We Never Lied. It's on the Gravy Boat.
Kiss me like you love me. I'll pretend we've never lied. Cause we both have our demons crawling around inside. And I hold you like I want you to hold me. And I'll talk to whoever I goddamn wanna. Oh, I'll talk to whoever I wanna. Oh, the world is moving fast, but I hardly move at all. I'm standing here beside you with my back against the wall. And I'll kiss you like I want you to kiss me. And I'll
And I'll talk to whoever I goddamn wanna. Oh, I'll talk to whoever I wanna. Baby, I see it's going nowhere. I'm happier when I'm alone. Oh, look at me like that. Kiss me like you love me. I'll pretend we've never lied.
It's the gravy boat, y'all.
I never get mad, Miss Threadgood. Never. The way I was raised, it was bad manners. Well, I got mad, and it felt terrific. I felt like I could beat the shit out of all those punks. Excuse my language. Just beat them to a pulp. Beat them till they begged for mercy. To Wanda the Avenger. And after I wipe out all the punks of this world, I'll take on the wife beaters like Frank Bennett and machine gun their genitals. To Wanda will go on the rampage. I'll put tiny little bombs in Pit House and Playboy so they'll explode when you open them. And I'll ban all fashion models who weigh less than 130 pounds. And I'll give half the military budget to people over 65 and declare wrinkles sexually desirable. To Wanda, writer of wrongs, queen beyond compare.
How many of them hormones you taking, honey?
Thank you so very much. There's a wonderful lineup of entertainers backstage just waiting to get out here and sing their songs for you. But before any of the rest of them get out here, I'd like to do... I'm having a party all by myself. Having a party all by myself. You thought you'd leave me sitting on the shelf, but you'll find out by and by I'm not gonna sit at home and cry. I'm having a party all by myself. I'm gonna get happy and have some fun. You'll find out, baby, you're not the only one. Party all by myself. Let's have a party. Hey, my prima. I'm having a party all by myself. You thought you'd leave me sitting on the shelf.
One of the godmothers of rockabilly, Charlene Arthur, having a party all by myself. Of course, we all know Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, but do you know Charlene Arthur? Do you know Janis Martin, Wanda Jackson? These ladies were kicking ass at the same time, some even before the fathers of rock and roll were doing their thing. Imagine being a touring female musician in 1952, playing a style of music that had never been played before. Hats off to those ladies. Speaking of ass kickers, Rosie Flores is on the gravy boat.
Yeah.
Flores on the Gravy Boat doing a Roy Orbison cover. That's it, guys. We're out of time. New episodes every Monday. Tell a friend if you enjoyed the show. Word of mouth definitely helps. Holler at me on Twitter at Gravy Boat Radio. Had a good time today. I hope you did as well. Be nice to women. Don't be a shithead. I'll leave you with First Aid Kit. Amy Lou, see you next week. Take care.
Oh, the bitter winds are coming in, and I'm already missing the summer. Stockholm's cold, but I've been told I was born to endure this kind of weather. When it's you,
thank you.